Amen. Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Many folks to remember in prayer. Brother Wall sends his greetings from Fort Pierce, Florida, and he's ready to fly out for Haiti tomorrow, so please pray for him. Things are not good in Haiti. Gangs are ruling the country and stealing things, hijacking trucks, stealing things out of them. He said the president of the Dominican Republic, and remember, Haiti's kind of an island, Dominican Republic on one end, Haiti on the other end. And the president of the Dominican is asking other countries to please step in and help with Haiti's situation. Their son Jonathan's surgery went well. He had to have surgery on his elbow, removing some plates. Another their good friend and supporter passed away last Saturday. They're trying to get internet hookup when he's down there in Haiti, so please pray. He's asking us also to pray about customs, that they wouldn't be hit hard on that. Also remember April Needham's boss's family. Their daughter passed away. Her name is Nikki. She passed away. And so their names are Tom and Sue. So please pray for them. And then also the family of Jeff Hubbard, his dad just passed away just a couple weeks ago or so, and now he passed away. So please pray for them. Please pray also for Sister Kelly, awaiting biopsy results. Pray for Sister Nancy Vugtoveen, recovering from surgery today. That was said it could last 4 to 6 hours, but it was much shorter. So pray for her. Pray for Sister Brenda Vugtoveen, hurt her foot. Pray for the Johnson family and Corey and Susie recovering there. Pray for Brother Jim and his back and neck. Sister Kathy passed along asking us to pray for Jennifer Bedford, who's been diagnosed with cancer. And let's see, let's continue to pray for Sister Leah and Sisters Evala, and let's see, pray for the family of Pastor David Black. This pastor died, I believe that was from COVID, so please pray. Wife Dawn and 7 children. Okay, let's see here, pray for John, Matthew, and Andrew at school. Okay, I think that's maybe it for a few minutes. And Brother Jim, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity to be here tonight. We do thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your provision on the cross. And
amen.
We may be able to go to heaven one day to be with you. Father, there's many tonight that are in sorrow. We ask that you would work in lives.
Yes.
Father, many of them, heartache tonight are not saved. Father, help them to see the brevity of life.
Amen.
Father, the eternalness of the future.
Yes.
Father, just help them to understand that. We do pray for these that are not feeling well, that you would give health and strength. Father, we ask that you would just be pleased to meet with us tonight. We pray for our missionaries.
Yes.
Father, those that are traveling for safety.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to do something a little different tonight. The musicians, if you want to grab your Bibles, I need you back here. So, but if you want to grab your Bible, I got to grab a mic here, and we're going to do something a little different. Also, an orchestra, if you want to grab your Bibles, we could use you in the orchestra still, but if you want to grab your Bible. Okay, let's start out. Turn to Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57, 15. Isaiah 57, 15. Amen. And Brother Beery, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and the opportunity to be able to gather together in your house tonight. Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we enjoy to continue to do so. Lord, we just look to you to continue to control the circumstances in this world, Lord. Certainly out of our control, but well within your control. So we look to you tonight to guide us, to show us the things you have us to do. Lord, please just draw us closer to yourself and teach us in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're talking tonight about praying for revival in Isaiah 57, 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So we're looking at 3 points tonight. Number one, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. So we're praying for revival. So number one, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. Notice in Psalm 85, Psalm chapter 85 and verse 6. Is it really possible to have revival? Well, yes, at least personal revival. It is possible and expected of us every day. But Psalm 85, verse 6. Wilt thou not what? Revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. So the first key for personal revival is that we need to have the burning desire to be thoroughly right with God every day. Not just every day, every moment of every day, because things can change in just a moment's time. So, do we have that? We're praying for revival for our nation and for this world, and we can't control what other people do, but we can allow God to revive our hearts. And so we need a burning desire to be thoroughly right with God. I've noticed that in Psalm 51:1, the Bible says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out what? My transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. You notice here in this psalm, there's no, you know, passing the buck onto somebody else, blaming somebody else. He's just asking to be cleansed from his sin. Verse 3, for I what? I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth, where? In the inward parts. And in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me what? A clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So this first point for revival, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. So that burning desire to be right with God, to have nothing between us and the Savior. Back in Psalm 85 and verse 8. Psalm 85, 8. You know, they used to talk about and had a saying called jailhouse conversions. What did they mean by that? They mean by that that people in jail have been known throughout the centuries to make a profession of faith only to get out of jail and go right back into their sin. And so that phrase was coined, a jailhouse conversion, because it was so hypocritical so many times. And that's not the way we want to be with God. Psalm 85, 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Remember, we're praying for that burning desire to be thoroughly right with God every day and all day. It says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. What will he speak to our hearts? Maybe that something isn't quite right. For he will speak peace unto his people. In other words, he will forgive. But then it says, and to his saints, and then it says, but let them what? Not turn again to folly. We don't want to have that part of a jailhouse conversion. We don't want to have that part of a jailhouse revival. You know, it's not like, when we're in trouble, we cry out to God. But as soon as he gets us out of trouble, you know, we're right back at our sin. That's not what we want. So at this time, let's turn to 321. I'm going to have Brother Ethan come in just a moment. But I'd like us tonight to sing this song as a prayer from what we've just seen. We want revival. We want personal revival. We want to be thoroughly right with God. In this song, I'd like you to sing it as a prayer. 321, nothing between my soul and the Savior. Naught of this world's delusive dream. I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine. There's nothing between. Verse 2, nothing between like worldly pleasure. Habits of life, though harmless they seem, must not my heart from him ever sever. He is my all. There's nothing between. Verse 3, nothing between like pride or station. Self or friends shall not intervene. Though it may cost me much tribulation, I am resolved there's nothing between. Verse 4, nothing between in many hard trials. Though the whole world against me convene, watching with prayer and much self-denial, triumph at last with nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. So I'm going to ask Brother Ethan if he'll come and lead us in this 321. And let's meditate on that prayerfully as we sing.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. So that point was, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. Number two, let us pray for God to daily show us his will, and that nothing would hinder his power working through our lives. So number two, let us pray for God to daily show us his will, that nothing would hinder his power working through our lives. So the first point is necessary for this one to be doable. The first point is, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. So that, number two, let us pray for God to daily show us his will, and that nothing would hinder his power working through our lives. Let's go back to Isaiah 57:15. Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell where? In the high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite and what?
Humble spirit.
So the way to get high is to be humble, is to get low. With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of who? The humble. And to revive the heart of who? The contrite ones. Contrite, one of the definitions of contrite is crushed, broken. To revive the heart of the contrite, the crushed, and the broken ones. So the point here is, you know, it's easy if we're not thoroughly right with God, we don't necessarily want to be around God. You know, when there's something between you and someone else, you don't want to be around that person because you don't want to have to deal with the problem. So when we let something get between us and God, we don't necessarily want to get close to him. And so we're going day in and day out without doing his will, not even desiring for his power to do his will, because we know down deep there's something between us and it wouldn't work anyway. So personal revival we can only have when there's a burning desire to be thoroughly right with God, and then that burning desire to be used of him, so to consecrate our lives to him. It's so easy in life to get so busy, not even have time for God. So Romans chapter 12. Personal revival means then that desire to be thoroughly right with God. At Hathaway Hills Sunday, I mentioned that we need to go out with our gospel shoes, and I was in Romans chapter 10, and so I just was illustrating. I was looking down at my shoes and then saying, so when I leave the house, I got my gospel shoes on, and so I grabbed some tracks out of my pocket and showed them, and one of the men afterwards, he said it really touched my heart. He said, when I saw those gospel tracks, because he said, it was my grandfather that gave me a gospel track, and I read it and got saved. And he said, that just really touched my heart when I saw those gospel tracks. And it just, I didn't know how that man had gotten saved. I've known the man for many years, but he told me that Sunday. So in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So this, when we have that burning desire to be thoroughly right with God, and then we have that burning desire to be used of him, we are presenting ourselves to him. I mean, we're leaving the house prepared and wanting to be used of him. We're not leaving the house, you know, if we're not right with him, well, if we're not right with him, we don't want to hand out tracts. We don't want to talk to anybody about God because we're on the run from him, like Adam and Eve. We're hiding. So when we get thoroughly right with God and that, then have that desire to be used of him, what we're going to be doing is verse 1 every day. We're going to be presenting our bodies to God. Lord, please use me. Please use me today. You're not going to have to come looking me up and chasing me down. Lord, I'm coming to you. I'm turning myself in every morning. Lord, here I am. Please use me. Please use me this day. And what that's going to do then is verse 2. And be not what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, that's the Bible. I saw a site, I think it was yesterday. There was this guy. Well, there was two things about what I was watching. One was this guy that was walking along with this gal. He looked like he was twice as tall, not quite, but he looked like he was twice as tall as the girl he was walking by. And she had bright pink hair. I mean, dyed like fluorescent pink. Quite a sight to behold. The Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We get transformed through the Word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and what? Perfect will of God. That's what we want. When our desire is to be thoroughly right with God, and when we have a burning desire to be used of God, we're going to be in the Word of God seeking, Lord, I want to do your perfect will. And so with that, let's turn to 393. I'd like us to sing this song, 393, as a prayer too. It's take my life and let it be. It says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Doesn't that sound like Romans 12, 1 and 2? Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. At the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King. You can read some testimonies by Lee Robertson or George Beverly Shea on that. Both of them had offers to sing professionally, and both of them chose to serve the Lord instead with their voices. Verse 3, take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Not a mite would I withhold. How many of you would believe me if I told you that we received $500 this week from heaven? A few of you. Okay. Well, there was a lady at Hathaway Hills that came to our services, and she was faithful coming. And since she has died, she made a trust in her name, and she's been in heaven for about a year, and she's still sending money to this church. And I don't know what kind of arrangement she made, but isn't that something? She's been in heaven almost a year, and each time we get a check, I think, well, money's probably run out now, and then another one will come. It's just, it's something, it's amazing. She must have said, take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Verse 4, take my love, my God, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take what? Myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee. So on this point here, let us pray for God to daily show us his will and that nothing would hinder his power from working through our lives. Let's sing this 393. Amen. So we have seen, number one, let us be honest in prayer and be thoroughly right with God each day. Number two, let us pray for God to daily show us his will and that nothing would hinder his power from working through our lives. And number three, let us faithfully pray for revival and not stop until God grants it. Let us faithfully pray for revival and not stop until God grants it. Notice in Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, what? Revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. O Lord, revive thy work. So let us faithfully pray for revival and not stop until God grants it. Let's look at Psalm 90, verse 14. The Bible says, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let what? Thy work. It's not our work, it's his. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and what? Thy glory. It's his work, it's his glory, and thy glory unto their children. That's what we want. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. We want to see his work. We want to see his glory, and we want our children to see it. Verse 17. And let the beauty of what? The Lord our God be upon us. So we want people to think of him. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. So let's faithfully pray for revival and not stop until God grants it. Let's look at Luke 18, Luke chapter 18. And verse 1, Luke 18, 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and what? Not to faint. That's what we're talking about. Pray for revival and don't stop until God sends it. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. She came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her what? Continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry what? Day and night unto him. Though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Who will be left praying? So for our last song here, 166, I'd like us to sing this one then as a prayer as well. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. That's our point number one, isn't it? Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Verse 2, I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Then what does it say? Fill me with fire. Isn't that what we've seen? This burning desire to be thoroughly right with him. This burning desire to be used of him. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to what? Magnify thy name. That's the point number two. That burning desire, Lord, use me. Verse 3, Lord, take my life and make it what? Holy thine. Completely. Fill my what? Poor heart. Remember Isaiah 57:15? It's the humble. It's the poor in spirit, the poor in heart. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all what? My will, my passion, self and pride. I now what? Surrender, Lord, in me. Abide. It's seeking him. I surrender. Lord, you don't have to chase me down every day. I'm coming to you. Every morning, I'm coming to you. And I'm surrendering to you my life. Verse 4, O Holy Ghost, what? Revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work, what? In me. All of us can have personal revival, whether anybody else in this world has it. We can if we'll do these things. Start the work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. For what? Blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. Let's sing this to the Lord and from our hearts then. 166.
Thank you. Amen. Okay, I know you've been sitting a while, so let me stand.